Leonora Elena Logroño, where did you disappear to? Leo jumped at the voice, glancing over her shoulder at the swinging blue doors that separated the kitchen from the front of the bakery where she was, and her family's prying eyes from Leo's experiment. Mama was back.
Hita, we have luggage to unload, and I want a welcome home hug.
She's out here, Mama.
Leo's 16-year-old sister, Marisol, peeked her head over the doors and smiled treacherously as she added,
avoiding work.
I am not,
Leo yelped, hopping off the bakery counter she wasn't supposed to sit on.
I was running the register like the schedule says.
Leo grimaced. The bakery wouldn't open for another 20 minutes, but she wasn't quite as quick as her friend Caroline when it came to inventing excuses. Luckily, no one seemed to be listening. Mama's head joined Marisol's to peer into the front of the bakery. The large purple duffel bag over one shoulder and the smaller backpack on the other smacked the doors and sent them swinging open and shut.
Well, she asked, what about that hug?
Leo smiled and rushed into the kitchen.
Welcome home, she said into her mother's shirt. How was the convention?
Mama dumped her bags next to the long wooden table in the center of the kitchen, pushed strands of dark hair out of her face, and smiled. She had dressed for the early morning road trip in jean shorts and a black t-shirt.
It was nice, Hita.
Mama and Isabel had spent the weekend at the Southwest Regional Brujeria and Spellcraft Convention, the one time a year that brujos and brujas, witches and sorcerers from around Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, met up to swap stories and stock up on crow feathers and spider eggs and other components for spells. The SRBSC had a monthly newsletter, too, but it almost always ended up unread in a pile on the Logroño kitchen table.
Everything went perfectly while you were away, Leo said, puffing her chest out a little.
Since school was still out for the rest of the week, she had been allowed to help at the bakery almost full time.
We didn't even need you or Isabel to get ready for Dia de los Reyes.
Amor y Azúcar Panadería smelled sweet and yeasty, two counters lined with trays of thick dough rings and the long wooden table scattered with dried fruit and bowls of sugar icing. Today was January 3rd, and that meant the next 3 days would be all about baking and selling Rosca de Reyes, King's Cake, to help the town of Rose Hill, Texas celebrate Dia de los Reyes.
It does look good around here, Mama said, nodding. And it smells good.
Like Leo said, Marisol smirked. We did just fine on our own.
Well,
Mama stepped back and pretended to cover her injured heart.
Don't let me interfere with your preparations.
We didn't mean it like that,
Leo protested, hugging Mama a second time in apology.
I'm glad you're back.
Mama laughed.
Me too, Hita. The holiday wouldn't be the same away from my family.
Three Kings Day happened 12 days after Christmas, the day the wise men brought gifts to baby Jesus. There weren't as many movies about January 6th as there were about December 25th, but Dia de los Reyes always meant candy and cake and gifts left in kids' shoes overnight. And most important, parties with the people you loved.
Did you see the new window display?
Leo asked her mother.
I did most of it. Well, and Marisol helped a little with the arranging.
Besides adding golden crowns and Rosca de Reyes into the bakery's front window, Leo's favorite part of the holiday was adding statues of the three kings, Balthazar with his dark skin, Gaspar with flat black painted hair, and Melchior, who looked like Dumbledore, to the nativity scene. About a week after Christmas, the family would set the statues in one corner of the window, and every day they would move them closer and closer to the manger.
You would have been so proud of Leo,
Tia Paloma said, bursting in through the back door of the bakery, carrying two more of her sister's bags.
All the girls were a big help, which, of course, I expected. But Leo was especially focused this weekend.